My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 982.98game.com. It is Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this Labor Day morning. Tiffany, Bo, Mike, thank you for letting us come here and sit in your spot on this Monday morning. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
To the rest of y'all. And happy Labor Day to everybody in Roswell.
All right now.
In Roswell. So, into the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking to Russell Baxter here in a little bit, talking some NFL. Noelle's going to let us know what is swirling around in her head this holiday weekend. And I will tell you that today also was we heard about this for the longest time. This is the day that the old man Bush, not W, his father, jumped out of a plane. Burning plane. We'd heard that he did that during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
But today was the day that George Herbert Walker Bush said, "I'm getting it."
Yeah, he got to go, right?
And the plane was burning. He said, "All right, I'm going." And he jumped out. Yeah. It was during, and it was just like months before the war ended.
Mm.
He did it in 44, late 44, September 44. And then the war ended next year. So, you know, he got back here and then started running the CIA, and then he became president, and may he rest in peace.
Impressive resume.
You know, when you say, first baseman at Yale.
Oh, impressive resume.
So, let's not sleep on that. But yeah, absolutely. Also today was VJ Day, too. So it was the official end of World War II. Japan signed the paperwork. All right. Are you ready to? Or are you still chewing there a little bit? Are you enjoying something?
I'm enjoying a little something, that I got. I think Noelle got some too. And it was,
yeah, she got. I brought y'all a little something, you know. And you want to make this special, Noelle? I can really throw him up. I should phrase that better. I can really mess him up. Are you ready, Sam?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, buddy.
Watch out.
I got you a little something.
See, what's this?
Somebody.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Got back.
Oh, my.
And thought of you.
Yikes.
So, actually, I don't have nothing for you. Somebody.
That's nice to know.
Somebody else got something. Well, I carried it here.
That's very nice.
I brought
nice.
It here. Somebody toted this 750 miles for you.
Uh-oh.
Open that it's up on the air.
It's something in a box.
Yeah, there's something in a box.
Something in a box. Oh,
something
man.
Up there from Barry Sanders land.
Oh,
told really? You who was up there in really? Michigan last week.
Oh, man.
And they thought of you.
Yikes.
And because you know, collect those little things.
Oh, man, look
and
at this.
There you go. From the museum.
Live and direct from Motown. Outstanding. Tracy, I thank you so very, very much. For thinking of me, this is fantastic.
She went up there with
really
took a daughter and
yeah.
She grew up there, right?
Right.
But she had never been to the museum. It's like folks who grew up in Orlando and never go to Disney.
Yeah.
So she grew up there, had never taken the tour. She
right
driven by it. I've driven by it, but never went inside and took the tour. Told me it was the coolest thing she'd ever seen.
Yeah.
So the two of them went up in there, and she got some other knickknacks and things like that.
Oh, but
they got what are those magnets for the refrigerator?
Yeah.
But they're half of the Motown label. Remember Motown had a distinctive label for their 45s?
Right.
They got that label.
Oh, man.
Cut in half, and then it sticks up on your refrigerator. So, they, you know.
Iconic
she brought some
label.
Of those back. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so very, very much. Look at this. Got the Four Tops on here. Stevie Wonder. You know, Smokey and the Miracles.
Got Jackson 5 on there?
Let me see. Yeah, there you go. Got the brothers got them big afros back in the day.
Now, you know what's always funny to me when they do that and they have those folks on there? They never have the person who had the first number one hit.
Okay.
The first number one song of Motown wasn't by any of them folks. In fact, it wasn't even a dude. Mary Wells.
My guy.
That was the first number one.
What did I put her on there?
Pardon?
Why would they not put it
on? I don't know. You need to get Barry on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Or Smokey. One of them two.
Smokey. We're not going to bother them guys. But it makes you wonder a little bit. It does.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, something for you. So you got something for me and you got something from Tracy.
I know it.
I ain't got nothing to do with that one. I got something to do with the other one.
Okay.
But don't say nothing because she don't know nothing about that.
You know about the other one?
No, she don't know nothing about that.
We keep that a secret.
That's for you.
We'll bring that up.
But it's time for local updates, man. As he types away here.
Yeah.
You need a second? You want me to stall? You want to tell a joke? You want to bring Noelle in here? She's just smiling and grinning at us over there.
Why is she grinning at us?
I don't know. Noelle, why are you grinning? And if you want to say no, she's busy. We got to leave her alone.
Okay.
She's got things she has to do. But this is the time when you let folks know what's going on locally.
If you need another second, we can remind people. I'm looking at schedule as far as our college football goes. And we just, you know, our first college football weekend, we ran down the scores of the games and who the winners were yesterday. And I'll breeze through them quickly. We know that Georgia beat Clemson. We know that Georgia Tech went over Georgia State. Georgia plays Tennessee Tech this weekend. They'll be home. I don't know how many points they're going to be favored in that one. First game in Athens since they got to sleep in their own bed. To play this first game. And then Georgia Tech went over Georgia State this week. Georgia State will play Tennessee Chattanooga, and Georgia Tech will play Syracuse. They'll be back in the ACC play. Georgia Southern fell to Boise State. They're going to play Nevada. They're going to play the Wolfpack this week, they will. Kennesaw State in their first, they're now in Conference USA, lost their first game out there with Texas San Antonio. This week they will play the folks from Lafayette, they will play Louisiana.
You say it like that.
Why?
No, you say it always like that.
That's how they say it there.
Okay, they don't say Lafayette.
Lafayette.
I never heard that.
Oh yeah.
People say Lafayette.
Lafayette, but look.
Well, they must be doing it just to make you mad.
No.
There are people who do that just to make – there's like people who just like purposely say Frisco.
No, upset folks
from San Francisco.
Don't do that to the people from Lafayette. Don't do that to them.
Well, I did now. I was talking about San Francisco.
Okay. So, but the people from Lafayette, that's who Kennesaw State, the Owls will play. Who? Lafayette, that's who. Mercer was a winner this weekend. They will play Bethune-Cookman next weekend. The alma mater was a winner in their first game. As Division One program, they were winners over Samford. This game was on ESPN Plus, by the way. They'll be on this week, and boy, they got a tough assignment. Noel and I were just talking. They got Abilene Christian. Now, before you say who is Abilene,
I know who they are. I didn't know that they were a power.
They played Texas Tech for the season opener. Okay. They played Texas Tech. Texas Tech had to score every point they could find to beat these folks. 52-51.
Hmm.
Texas Tech beat Abilene Christian. That's who West Georgia got next is Abilene Christian. Yeah, you step up in your level of competition now, you're going to run into folk like that. So, I mean, we'll see what they got. The defense better have their track shoes on to slow these guys down. They're scoring points like it's an Arena League game. Clark Atlanta winning their first game, and I think this gets a lot of people's attention.
Shout out to Rogene Bailey.
They beat Fort Valley, and they play Allen next. The interesting story there is their new head coach, Teddy Keaton, last year was the coach at Allen, which is a school in Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay.
HBCU in Columbia, South Carolina. The quarterback at Clark Atlanta was with him last year at Allen. Now he's at Clark. It's going to be interesting.
Okay.
It's going to be interesting when they play this game. It's coming up Saturday, Clark Atlanta. Valdosta State beat Albany State. Albany State has Shaw this week, so they're playing the CIAA.
Shaw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's Shaw at?
North Carolina.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Morehouse played Edward Waters. We got the score on that. Edward Waters beat them 28-11. And Morehouse will play Johnson C. Smith, another team from the CIAA. And they were winners. They beat Tuskegee yesterday in the Red Tails Classic. This is the game they play in Montgomery every year, Labor Day weekend, to honor the members of the Red Tails of Tuskegee Airmen, and it was 21-13.
Got a bunch of their coins.
Yep, you do.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, Pops saved them.
Oh yeah. Hey.
So he got all. I got like I can't tell you. I mean, at least half dozen.
Cool.
Different.
Yeah.
Tuskegee Airmen coins.
Yeah. Well, this is the game that remembers them, and 21-13, Johnson C. Smith was a winner over Tuskegee. In that one. So that's what's coming up this week. We got time to talk a little tennis?
No.
You want to wait?
I'm just messing with you. I always wonder what you would say if I said no.
Well,
of course, I'm going to say
no,
yes all the time,
no,
man, but I'm just curious.
I said no.
What if I said no? We'll talk about bowling,
you know,
again?
I don't know.
If you're just tuning in, we spent some time talking bowling earlier. Ken Cook.
And a bowling ball named Chapman.
Yeah, there you go. So you can get that on the replay. Go ahead.
Okay. not so funny at U.S. Open yesterday as Coco Gauff goes out in three sets. And nothing about, you know, we can't throw any rocks at Emma Navarro. She's having a tremendous year, fellow American. Right. And she just, you know, gritted it out. When you're in that stadium and you know the people in that stadium are rooting for the other player, you know, even though you're American too, mm-hmm. they're familiar with Coco. She's got her crowd there rooting for her. And she just hung in there in that third set and won it. So Coco was out. Coco couldn't get her serve going. That's a problem. For someone her size with those long arms, tall, that serve should be her weapon.
Right.
And me and I'm Karen Bestrain and I went back and forth. We were texting back and forth. And friend of the show, Tennis Panorama, was on with us yesterday
morning.
She was
like our cousin.
And she is like our kinfolk. And she agreed with me. We're probably going to see her coaching staff, either add or subtract some folks because they got to get this worked out with the double faults.
Okay.
And you know, and it's been a problem. She's won a lot in spite of the service problems, but yesterday it was just glaring. And here's somebody that can't get their serve in consistently. Even the commentators are saying, maybe you just want to guide it in. I'm like, no, not. You know what I mean? And the thing of it is Serena's there watching. You know, and so and she knows she's there. That adds pressure. So after the second set, Serena got up and started walking around. You know, if you watch the movie. If you watch the movie.
Well, we knew that about her father.
Right, very much like her dad. Somebody's playing that she cares about, obviously, wants to see succeed. Everybody wants to compare the two of them, and she's struggling. And Serena,
plus she knows the camera's on her. And they're going to see her reaction to Coco. Every time Coco messes up, they're going to show Serena.
And so she got up and went for a walk.
I don't blame her.
She went to visit Francis Tiafoe, who was getting ready to play his match, which he did win last night.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor Fritz, she went to see some of the other American players as they were in the warm-up area. She couldn't sit in there and watch it. And so, I mean, it's her first time back at the U.S. Open since as a non-competitor. And they tried to interview her and ask her, you want to play some more? You want to play some more? She's like, I ain't coming back out. You know, basically,
no, really.
I ain't coming back out.
She's done her thing.
But, you know, she may do something like some team tennis, world team tennis or something like that, just to get out and play. You know, I think she leaves the door open to something like that, but not to come out and do this tour right now. I mean, she is totally enjoying what seems to be enjoying what she's doing and being mom and wife.
Right.
You know, and she got enough business mentions. She's counting the money.
Well, she's also out there promoting, because isn't her her Last Dance running right now?
Her version.
Yeah, her version. Yeah, of that, mm-hmm. Isn't that airing right now?
So in the arena, whatever it is that's going on. So,
have you watched any of that?
She's got plenty going on. I watched the first two episodes. They're in about the fifth, I think. So I got to catch. I got to catch up.
Okay. No way.
There it is.
Take an extra 20 out of petty cash.
She's on it.
Right there. It is Sam and Greg. We're going to talk Russell Baxter. Speaking of Motown songs, you're about to hear another one.
Yeah, you are.
Russell has picked the one. If you don't know, you just stick around for this. But, you know, we let our guests, the ones that have a walk-on song, we let them choose it. If you don't know what Russell Baxter is, the guy who's going to come in here and talk NFL, his is next. Sam and Greg, in for the morning shift on this Labor Day morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Radio 92.9TheGame.com. Russell, this is your fault. You got me and Sam already arguing. Talking about stuff. Russell Baxter's going to join us in just a minute. I want to remind you that we are in for the morning shift on this Labor Day morning. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you, Bo. Thank you, Mike. And we're going to be in for steak. And Sandra, the steakhouse at 9 o'clock.
Yes, we will.
But want to let you know where to go there real quick.
You got it.
Get rid of that. Well, something else popped up here, but that's all right. It ain't no big thing. I can get rid of this in a second. I want to let you know, because we just, you know, we're into the 7 o'clock hour, but, you know, last hour is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. We can't sleep on Morgan & Morgan. Ain't no Monica. The queen.
Mm-hmm.
The queen works for them. Anyway, it's brought to you by Morgan & Morgan Injured. Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. So there you go. We should have mentioned that a little while ago, but, you know, we're new at this.
That's okay.
But we got them in there.
It's a holiday. It's a holiday
Happy
Monday.
Happy holiday to all you folks at Morgan & Morgan.
Absolutely.
So, you would like to...
First of all, Russell, yes. Russell, good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
How's your holiday weekend?
So far, so good. But I have to give kudos to the song selection today, Baby Love.
Well, that's okay? Your song, man.
I know that. But how appropriate, Baby Love on Labor Day.
Okay. You got now. Before I give up here, yesterday.
Labor.
Well, yesterday.
Labor.
Oh, gotcha.
Baby, labor, yeah, labor, baby.
He went to the bottom of the ocean on this. Hey. Yeah, Russell, you know what we did yesterday? Because, see, I'm a September baby, too. So when we crossed over into September during yesterday's show, I welcomed all the New Year's Eve babies that are listening.
Oh, okay.
Because all the September births, you know, we know when parents... Welcome them to the world, so
how
to
they,
speak.
How they brought in the new year.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
So
I will also thank you for that shout out because it happens to be my birthday tomorrow.
Really?
Oh, look at you.
Look at you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And I do have to clear one thing up here.
What's wrong?
Because we were talking about Russell before you came on, we were talking about your intro song, but I also talked about Motown. And we were going back and forth over some things, and I mentioned to our producer and Sam that the first number one hit on Motown wasn't one of the guys. We got Sam a present because my wife went to the actual museum, and she brought Sam back a mug. And I said it didn't have the picture of the person who had the first number one hit, and that was Mary Wells, my guy. But I want to make this clear. Motown's first number one on Billboard was also not on that cup. It was Please Mr. Postman by the Marvelettes.
Okay.
Okay. It reached top on December 11th, 61. But My Guy, written and produced by Smokey, was Motown's first number one hit. I don't know the difference between reaching number one on Billboard or the number one hit, you know, which one designates
which
the other.
One
but
that?
Anyway, I just remember the second part when there.
So. Russell, I got to say, yeah, it was great to see a picture that you posted.
Yeah,
you know,
it was.
On your social. Of you and Chris Berman and Tom Jackson at Hall of Fame weekend. You guys put the band back together, huh?
Well, you know how I feel about both of those guys. Those are older brothers that I really never had and so on because I'm the oldest of the nine children in my house. But, you know, a lot of memories, and I can honestly say, I mean, I love going to the Hall of Fame. Been going there since 1989 pretty regularly. As after the ceremonies were over, and the ceremonies were delayed for about 2 hours because of the weather. And so still nice. I got to actually see Tommy and Chris Friday night, the jacket ceremony, which is, I always tell people, if you go to the Hall of Fame, make sure you go to that, get a ticket for that, and so on. I got to talk to Randy Gratishar very, very briefly, who I had met years and years ago. Tommy introduced me at the Super Bowls. Randy used to attend. But it's funny you said that because, you know, we, besides doing NFL primetime and countdown and all that, we also did our share of Hall of Fame shows as well. And afterwards, you know, we all got together back around. We were actually sitting up in a conference room in the Hall of Fame. And a name you might recognize, Joe Horrigan, who was the curator of a lot of things at the Hall of Fame, really kind of modernized it as far as PR and so on. Great friend. Met him back in 1989. The three of us were sitting up there just laughing in one of the conference rooms upstairs. And somebody else there texted Joe and said, I'm sitting in a room with Tom Jackson, Russell Baxter, and Chris Berman. And Joe wrote back, the A-team has returned. And that just made me feel so good because we had some, and literally we sat there for an hour and a half, just laughing and sharing stories and you know, our families and different things like that. And those guys will always be very, very special part. They, you know, Chris and Tommy in some ways and ESPN changed my life. You know, once I worked there for 22 years and just had such a great time and as good as they are at their jobs. And by the way, both Chris and Tommy are Pete Rozelle Television Radio Award winners at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
They're even better people. And I know you hear that a lot of times and it's true. But in this case, it's exceptionally true.
Fantastic, folks. We're spending time on this Labor Day Monday morning with Russell Baxter. He is social. You can always find him at Bax Football Guru at Bax Football Guru. We're getting ready to start the season, and we got an interesting matchup coming here in Atlanta, and you have on your social today a picture of Russell Wilson. You put a lot of numbers in there. You're almost like you're trying to state a case for this guy to go to Canton. I don't know if that's what you're doing, but you put some pretty impressive numbers. How impressive will he be against this Falcons team that's going to have an improved defense come Sunday?
Well, I think that's the key. And so, no, listen, the numbers are the numbers. And, you know, those numbers not as significant maybe the last couple of years. I know he had, you know, somewhat of a bounce-back season, but he's not been the same player. I think he's had a little of the football beaten out of him, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. I think people forget that even in the years that he was successful in Seattle, he took an awful lot of sacks. There was a stretch there of like 8 or 9 years where he got sacked at least 40 times in a season. You know, now he's going against, you know, the Falcons defense that was bolstered significantly in the span of a week, pass rush wise and safely wise, with Matt Judon and Justin Simmons. So you combine the fact that Steelers offensive line is a bit of a question mark. They do have some talent in the running back position. I think this is going to be kind of a low-scoring game, because as good as Atlanta's offense figures to be this year and should be very, very balanced, with Bijan Robinson and Kirk Cousins, the passing tech, the thing I'll be watching for on Sunday in this game is how many times both of these quarterbacks are sacked. Now, I know that sounds like a little bit of a Debbie Downer, but that's not my point. The key will be how many times does Kirk Cousins and or Russell Wilson cough up the ball when they are sacked, because that has also always been one of Kirk Cousins' big bugaboos. He has taken his share of sacks, but he has made his share of fumbles. And you know, this could be very easily be a field position game with these two teams. One team trying to bounce back, you know, from their latest 7-10 season, compared to a team that made the playoffs but didn't really look like a playoff team in the playoffs.
Russell Baxter joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I got a completely different outlook on Russell Wilson and what happened with him. And every time I think about this dude's career, I get mad at Pete Carroll. I just do. I mean, for me, if he don't make it to the Hall of Fame, it's on Pete Carroll's back. And the other thing that's, I think, ironic is the two guys who were loved on those teams, Russell and Pete Carroll, are now, the thing is flipped. Because the guy who was the most hated, if you will, is now the most beloved member from that team. Everybody wants to be around Marshawn Lynch. Right? This dude.
I don't know if he's hated, but maybe misunderstood.
Misunderstood, not wanted. He was not the person that people gravitated toward. But here's my question to you, Russell. As we talk about this matchup, how do you feel about the Falcons, not other than just a brief appearance during preseason? And moreover, how the other teams use preseason for their starters? Because this is still a work in progress with these three games kicking off the season.
You know, the way you get ready for a football season now, Greg, is so different than it has been.
Right.
Because you have so many of these OTAs and camps, and you know, there's a lot of players who get together with their teammates and do workouts as well. And I'm not saying that's the right way to do it, but it's a different way to do it. But it also explains why the football, a lot of times in September, is a little shaky, and you have a tough time trying to really sort out who's pretty good, you know, momentum-wise and so on. Sometimes you can get really, really fooled. Now, remember, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year. They lost their opener. They then won 6 in a row. Would it surprise you to know that they split their last 10 regular season games? They were 5-5, okay? And yet they got hot in the playoffs. They know their playoff football and so on. This is also one of the reasons I think the NFL, sooner than later, and it's been bandied about, so you know it's going to happen, that we're going to get to this 18-game regular season schedule. Yep. And we're going to get down to 2 preseason games. And I think those preseason games will be a better opportunity to tune up. one of the things I think that you struggle with the lack of continuity. You know, they eliminated a lot of contact in preseason. In training camp, which I think hurts offensive line, especially the offensive line that they're trying to develop and so on. And think about it. We had the final week of the preseason. We're down to three games, four if you play the Hall of Fame game, okay? Then you take a week off.
Yeah.
Okay? So lack of continuity once again. And then you've got to rebuild that continuity. If you had any continuity at all. So to me, expand the rosters, go to 18 games. Listen, the USFL did it. The CFL does it. Build a better product by taking a little momentum into there. There's no momentum going into these games whatsoever. And I think that's what adds to the unpredictability. And then later in the year, you see teams either fade or you see teams get hot just at the right moment. I'm sure you remember Christmas Day at Arrowhead Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
The Raiders went in and beat the living you-know-what out of the Chiefs in their own building. And then 6 weeks later, they're hosting the Lombardi Trophy. I mean, who sees that coming?
Right.
It's a long season.
Hey, we got to talk to this guy more often. We really do.
He's busy. I'm just happy he had time for us this morning.
All right. Well, Russell, are you ready for Thursday night and getting this thing started?
Oh, I was ready for Thursday night a year ago on Thursday night. it's rematch of the AFC Championship game, and obviously the Mahomes-Jackson angle will be built. And the Chiefs have had the best of this. But I will caution this. And the last two Super Bowl champions to open on Thursday night both lost.
Yeah.
At home. The Rams got smoked by the Bills and the Chiefs got beat by the Lions last year. So obviously you get the team who had the best record in the league last year but didn't show up in the AFC Championship game. And the Chiefs just know how to get it done. And I'm sure we'll talk down the road about this team trying to pull off, at least in the Super Bowl era, a three-peat. A few tried and none of it succeeded.
There you go. Russell Baxter, as always, we thank you for getting up and joining us. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, buddy.
Thanks, Russell.
You guys enjoy your baby love.
All right.
Multiple meanings there. Yeah. I want to thank Russell for joining us. And also want to remind you in the 7 o'clock hour, it's brought to you by Zero Res, Sam. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Up next, we going into Noel's world.
Oh, yes, we are.
Sam and Greg, in for the morning shift. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
If I have to beg, please. For your sympathy, I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, as you know it.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's a Motown Monday morning on this Labor Day morning. Sam and Greg in for the morning shift. Tiffany, Bo, and Mike, thank you for letting us come around here and hang out. Steakhouse will be, we'll be sitting in for the first hour of that, too.
Yes, we will.
Sandra. But anyway, a lot of Motown this morning, which is
nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's all right.
Let me remind
everybody a full healthy cup of Motown.
That's true, and you now have one. Be sure to wash it first, though. Be sure to wash it. NFL. We just got through talking to Russell Baxter, and of course, talking NFL. Falcons get going next Sunday, but Thursday night the season starts. Baltimore at Kansas City, and if you can't get in front of a TV, we have the game for you right here. At Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 7:30 pregame, kick at 8:15, then Friday night, Green Bay at Philadelphia. You thought I was going to say you can hear the game right here. No.
Oh, no.
Because you will be manning the airwaves here, the high school scoreboard show, Friday night. So you can listen to Green Bay versus Philadelphia on WAOK. Pregame 7:30, kick at 8:15. That's Friday night. Saturday, forget about it. We got college football. We got three games. We got Texas at Michigan, we got Iowa State at Iowa, and we got Colorado at Nebraska. Sunday, Falcons at Pittsburgh, followed by Rams at Detroit. There is your football action for this upcoming week.
That is fantastic.
We got you covered. Noel, the floor is yours. Oh, well, she's still working on something.
Good morning.
Oh, there you go. Good morning.
Yes.
Did you like what you had back there? She did like it. She didn't wolf it down like you, though.
Oh, man, that was good stuff.
She had some stuff back there, but she's busy. She can't have time to eat on stuff. Anyway, I can't see you. So you start moving farther and farther to the left. Now I can see you. There you go.
I've got to be able to reach all the buttons.
Oh, that's all right.
Big board.
Okay, okay. All right, get back over there. I'll adjust. I'll move.
So we continued our Motown train, one, because it's fun, but two, it seems like every time I cut this mic on at 7:40 and I implore the Dream to do something to galvanize me in this city and get us back on track, they go out there and they do it to shut me up. So I ain't too proud to beg. I ain't too proud. I'll keep doing it. I'll keep doing it. I'm right back. Because you ladies have put you guys within a half a game of the falling Chicago Sky. The Sky is falling, and that is great for the Atlanta Dream. That's what you want to hear. You want the Sky to fall in Chicago because you need to be the eighth seed.
What we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
We're talking about them two rookies.
Mm-hmm.
And whose game will help them ascend to the playoffs? Mm-hmm. You said the person who
occupied. No. You did not say playoffs. You said which rookie's asset or top skill is helping their team more. You didn't say make the playoffs. You just said make the playoffs. That would have been a different conversation.
Yeah, she checked me right there.
Yeah, now.
It was quick, too.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
I need a corner, man.
Because
I think I got tagged.
Because let's look at it this way, right? Like let's see if Angel had a Kelsey Mitchell and or Caitlin Clark, right? So you would be getting that rebound to throw the ball back to them that has a higher percentage of hitting those outside shots than the people she's around right now. So she had to get some shooters to capitalize on the rebounding.
Okay. All well said, you know. Yeah. But we watched one ending last night a certain way,
yeah,
and then we watched another one come back and get the win with the scoring.
But
so,
you know, with Kelsey Mitchell on the other side putting up 30, you know, you got when you decide you got to double team and trap somebody.
Yeah.
Now you 4-5.
Yeah.
So you know.
Here's my thing, and a lot of people, you know, were still arguing about this. Would Indiana have been as good now if Caitlin had gone to play at the Olympics?
No,
I think this off time really helped their team. It's helped Atlanta as well because they had some players that were, you know, that were injured and back healthy. But I think if she goes to play the Olympics, I don't know if this team moves the way that it does right now.
No, you're probably right because she's been playing straight pretty much since college.
See, exactly.
She went right into she needed this. She talked about this.
Yeah, she needed a nap. And I think Tina Charles needed a nap recharge, too, because, man, Tina has been on fire since the break.
And
she even said so herself. Here, Tina Charles, right quick.
I'm sorry, I made you move from the buttons. That's on me.
Where do you want to see?
Sam, tell a joke.
Okay, here we go. No, we got it.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I believe the way I've been playing since the Olympic break is just who I am. I think there's now more opportunity. There's more minutes, being that Cheyenne is out, but what you all are seeing is nothing new, respectfully.
TC is TC. What we are seeing is nothing new, respectfully.
Yeah, right. Yes,
I mean, number two in rebounding, number two in scoring, number two in our hearts, and probably one ballot, first-time Hall of Famer, when she need like 5 years out and she'll walk right on in there. Yeah, we are seeing greatness here in Atlanta from Tina Charles, and Tina Charles knows it.
But she had to catch herself there for a minute.
I know that.
Respectfully.
Respectfully.
No, check this one out. Because they asked her via Zoom, you know, if there's a point in the game where, like, you know, like, you're your shot is on, like, you got it.
Yeah, definitely. there were some shots that I was putting up that if I were missing it, I'm pretty sure I would have heard from Tanisha, probably would have heard from Rye. But I don't know. I love to score. I love the challenge of trying to score. I was just out there having fun.
No, really. Like, if you got Tina Charles running around there smiling and giggling on the court, y'all in trouble because y'all getting ran out the gym. She was running them out the gym.
Hmm. That's
shooting
cool.
It from everywhere. 3-point, mid-range, at the basket, post up, spin around, put up, block. Running back the other side of the court. Tina Charles was everywhere. I mean, so was Ryan. Ryan put up 19 yesterday just doing what she does. Alicia sprinkled in an extra 12 points to really put it over the top. And that's 22 they hung on the L.A. Sparks.
They needed a win like this.
I was just going to say, on the road.
I needed a win like this. Right?
Yes. Yes, this is what I was begging for. I need y'all to go out there and show everybody that y'all are a team to contend with and a team to run with. And when they're at their best, even shorthanded, when they're at their best, they can do something like this. And like Tina said, with Cheyenne on ice, you know, she got a little bit more time and space to cut loose.
What's up with the Sparks there? When they lost, was it Steph Curry's niece? I call her that, but they
Lexi knew, Brown.
Yeah. Yeah, who's the one who just got drafted? The rookie who just got hurt.
Oh, you talking about Cam? Oh no, or Rika, because they got two rookies. You talking about the point guard?
I'm talking about
Rika Jackson.
I'm talking about the model, the blonde.
Cam.
Yeah. Cam Brink. Yeah.
She being out, she being expected to do what we've been talking about with Angel and Caitlin. What is that team
would
like?
Would that be something?
Yes.
If she had stayed healthy and would make it a kind of difference, and you have the three of them,
right?
We're missing out on that. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a chance to see her play here in Atlanta. She got injured right after they played here in Atlanta.
Yeah, she got work. Tina Charles put that work on her. But that was new. That was early in the season. I was excited to see Cam, because Cam was my early choice for Rookie of the Year. The way she was blocking everything in sight and really making.
Was she like 6'6" or
yes,
something like that?
She was blocking everything in sight, and she was really, really making a lot of those centers and forwards work, I think, harder than they worked in a long time to be a rookie. Just like Angel, she still had to find her offensive bag, but what she came in the door being able to do, she could do it at a very high level.
Slap that back at you, then go do a trunk show.
Well, and what I wanted to see was her and Rika Jackson being able to play that in and out game.
Right.
Yeah.
With the point guard and the because that gives, like Angel, that gives you somebody to rebound for to get the ball back to. So I wanted to be able to see that with them two grow throughout the season. So I am very excited for Cam's ACL to heal on up so we can get her out of these suits and back into uniform on the floor.
Because
she is definitely a bright spot in the league along with all of the other rookies. I mean, Camila Cardoza is really coming in to her own with her confidence on the floor. Like when she put those three blocks on Asia Wilson last week, confidence level through the roof.
Yeah.
So you see the improvement all over the board, but we also see who is really going to be in play when it comes to postseason play. And we are hoping that our dream get there. Tanisha and Ryan and Tina and your starting lineup and your bench are really, really trying to put that push in to get the eighth seed. I am so sorry, Chicago, but I need the sky to fall.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Listen, let me ask you a question. So we got past L.A. and continuing the road trip. Having said everything that you just said, won't this next game be the test of this road trip? Because they're going up against the Queen. They
wiggled off the hook when they were here several weeks ago, and they played well enough. You know, we split with them the two games.
Yeah, we split.
But weren't they coming off the Olympics too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
They were.
So now the dust has settled. They got their legs back, and I don't know. I'm just wondering if this is the matchup of this road trip, not the LA game, but the Phoenix game. Going out there. Is that the test?
Well, they had Vegas. They played Vegas in this trip too. And that's the other one.
And that was Vegas without Tina Charles. So they went into that one really handicapped.
That's what I'm
with
saying.
No Cheyenne,
yeah,
no Tina Charles.
I think everybody, yeah, because it was the reason why I was leaving that one out. This is full strength.
They went in. As soon as I cut that game on and I heard Tina Charles out personal reasons, I was like, ooh, it's going to be a long day. So that one.
Nobody there for Asia.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There was just nobody there. I mean, Lo did what she could. Nia and them did what they could. But without, you know, that experienced starting center, I knew they was going to have a long day.
Question. The first half for Aces was what it was. But right now, as you talked about Asia coming in, starting the second season, no more fashion walking in. She's all about business.
Yep, in my white tee.
Sam used to start off some seasons when we were working in the past, and the NBA season would just frustrate him. He said, I ain't even going to watch because he knew Golden State was going to win. Is this another one of those?
That was me in the 2000s. I checked out when the Lakers was winning everything. That was me in the 2000s.
So is this one of those situations where is it Asia's team and everybody else, the field?
No,
it started that way, but New York. Okay, so this is the interesting thing about the Olympics, and we'll leave off with this. My prediction was that the Mercury, the Aces, and the Liberty were going to come back from Paris tired. They were going to have fatigue. And we've seen it in the Mercury. We've seen it in the Aces. We have not seen it in the Liberty. So that's something to watch out for. They still putting on outfits, and they still winning games.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to, again.
And on top of that, they got a mascot.
Ellie putting on outfits, too. They got to move Ellie out the way to be able to walk the carpet themselves.
As we sit here in this 7 o'clock hour, I want to remind you, it's brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Noel, thank you. We venture into Noel's world. I think you've got something more to say, and I'm going to bring you in back during the casting call segment in the 8 o'clock hour. But also coming up next week, it's a race weekend here in town. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, is happening, and Brandon Hutchinson from Atlanta Motor Speedway is going to join us, but also going to brand new casting call out there. There's money flying through the air, believe it or not, this holiday weekend. I'm going to tell you about it. It is Sam and Greg in for the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!